to update, modernize, and paraphrase an ages-old dictum. Those who live by the gun will surely die by the gun. In a not too distant, but certain future. According to the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence, we remain the only developed nation where 89 men, women, and children are killed with guns every day. Brady's mission to create a safer America through a dramatic reduction in gun deaths and injuries by keeping guns out of the wrong hands is only made more difficult when co-conspirators of the so-called military-industrial complex that former President and Army General Dwight Eisenhower wisely warned us to shun lard legislators with dirty money they deliberately mislabel as vital for defense. It's time to call this what panderers and pals know in their cold-blooded hearts. It's treason. It's also treasonous to maliciously circumvent a president's effort to deter the spread of deadly nuclear weapons through delicate negotiations by informing those with whom he negotiates that when it's presented, a majority of congressional members intend to vote against a resulting treaty. The U.S. Constitution specifically cites, quote, actions which provide assistance to enemies engaged in hostilities against the United States during a time of warfare as treason, unquote. Deliberate intervention to inform those targeted by the presidential effort of an intent to vote against a resultant treaty by congressional members before it is even presented can be considered as aiding the aims of enemies like ISIS, whose continuing campaign of anti-American attacks would greatly benefit. Thus, congressional members of both the House and Senate involved in such machinations could and should be considered as having engaged in treason. This pundit combat veteran, still loyal to his enlistment oath, is impelled to remind all who hear his words that as our esteemed President Barack Obama so wisely and aptly has said that, quote, God has allowed our nation to see where we've been blind and given us the chance where we've been lost to find our best selves, unquote. We owe it to untold generations of Americans yet to come, at least, to try.